Country 96.3 Hawkeye in the morning, 7:52. In case you're just joining us, our own Connected K got married on Saturday, and I took it upon myself to get some secret audio at the wedding from the groom's friends, Matthew's friends, to find out things that maybe...
His high school friends,
maybe you don't know about him. And we've already found one thing you didn't know. That
yes.
His nickname in high school was Elvis.
I stand corrected. I said that I didn't think you could do it. And right out the gate, you proved me wrong.
And apparently everybody in this town of Linden, Washington, called him Elvis in high school, even like the parents of his friends. All right, so we got Shane Waldemore, and I asked him a little bit more about the friends that he hung out with. Okay. This is what he told me about your fiance, your husband's friends in high school.
Now, there's some unusual about the friends that Matthew had in high school growing up, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Elvis only had lady friends. He had no male friends, and he was welcome anywhere he came as long as he had his ladies with him.
And it's funny because, like, the ladies are here at the wedding tonight.
Yes.
In fact, just a year ago, so, like, you know, 13, 14 years later after high school, three of these beautiful ladies flew from Washington down to Texas to see Elvis. And I think people thought it was weird that, like, all these married women with kids were coming down to see this single, bachelor, good-looking man. Well, he wasn't single. He was dating Caitlin. But, I mean, yeah, this good-looking guy. Here are these three good-looking ladies come, and those were his friends.
Okay, now, obviously, you knew that because they visited while you were dating.
Yes.
But what did you think at the time that he had, I don't know if I'd fly in three high school girlfriends, for lack of a better term, to visit me years later.
First of all, Shane, you have the best storytelling voice. But I knew this at the time, and I knew that people thought it was weird at the time because me and Matthew had talked about it. But, you know, Matthew and I are both in reverse situations. I grew up with all boys, all brothers, and all of my friends are guys because I grew up with all of their friends. On the flip side, he grew up with all sisters, and so he's used to being around women, and that's just kind of naturally who he gravitated towards. So I didn't think anything weird of it because my guy friends that I've grown up with have come to visit us several times and stayed the night at our house with us. So when they came down, I was really excited, like, yes, new girlfriends. And it's really created this really cool bond between, it's almost rekindled those friendships, which were always going to be lifelong friendships.
Yeah.
But now we feel like we have this really cool, close group of friends that we could maybe travel with, or...
And they all came for the wedding, too.
They came to the wedding.
From Washington to Galveston. That was pretty cool. All right, one more? Got time
one
for
more,
one more?
Yes.
Okay, one more. One more thing you may not know about your new husband. Your name and your relationship to Matthew.
My name is Jordan Millars.
Oh, no.
Best man. One thing you don't know about Matt is he taught me how to change my daughter's diaper.
How did he know how to do that?
He had three sisters. He taught me you can't go up and down. You got to go top to bottom.
Oh, my God.
I was wiping it like Karate Kid, so he taught me. He taught me how to gotta go top to bottom.
Wiping it like Karate Kid.
Wax on, wax off.
Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that Matthew taught him how to change a diaper, but I do know that Matthew, my husband, got him drunk right before his baby was born.
Oh, my God.
To try and calm him and relax him, and of course they drank too much, and then, oops, the baby's here. We got to rush to the hospital.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yep. Those were things that were happening.
From the New Country 96.3 Classic Dodge of Denton Weather
What a
Center.
What a guy.
A little colder today than we expected.
Yeah, sunny with a high of 70 at 63 right now at New Country 96.3, which, by the way, if people in Washington right now are listening, they're cracking up that we're thinking this is freezing cold outside.
Yeah, I know they are. we thought it was going to be 90 today, so we dressed like that.
Wear a jacket.